And this morning we are chatting with Tracy Marquez from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Tracy,
it's been so long. How are you? It's great to see you.
You know, once you became the important person.
No.
I know.
You guys are still important to me.
You're just far more busy, not that you weren't busy before. So how are things going?
You know, things are going great at the Workforce Center. September was Workforce Development Month nationwide, and we had a lot of great hiring events. We had over 21 hiring events a month of September, and actually we increased our ratio of those who were offered position. Over 40% in the month of September that those attended a hiring event on site were offered a position.
That's incredible. And you were just telling us about the Amazon hiring event that just went nuts.
It did. We had Amazon was here Monday, Tuesday. They're here today partially for those who have already registered and have a slot for the interview application. We had over 200 people attend the Amazon event just on Monday alone. As of yesterday at 3 o'clock, they had filled all their open positions, which was over 200 part-time positions here for their site by the airport. They were part-time positions and people were hired on the spot. They did drug testing. They did ID verification, everything right on the spot the last couple of days.
That's incredible.
It was great.
Well, and the workforce, I mean, the shape of the workforce in our area is pretty tremendous right now, isn't it?
It really is. I just looked on the way before coming in, and there's over 13,043 open positions in El Paso, Teller County. So there's still a lot of open positions, more open positions than people are looking for work. You look at your high demand occupations, we're still looking at healthcare is the number one. Mm-hmm. IT, aerospace, defense is up there too, number two. Customer service, a lot of open positions along with hospitality. You know, as this time of year, as you know, we see a lot of seasonal hiring going on too.
Right.
Are you seeing a lot of people making a change? They're currently employed, but they want to switch careers or switch jobs?
You know, we're seeing some of that. We're seeing those still the unemployed, those who are working one or two jobs. We're still seeing those with multiple jobs that really want to upgrade their skills, to get some additional skills, to get more of a job with more of a sustainable wage and more benefits than what they're currently getting.
And do we know about the unemployment numbers kind of right now in our area?
You know, last I checked, we were at 3.7 in our area. The state as a whole was a little bit under 3%. And I haven't seen, that was August numbers. I haven't seen September's.
Well, and also I'm in the workforce with all the work we do, hiring people are getting better salaries, right?
Correct.
I'm trying to get the words out this morning, but apparently not enough caffeine yet, Tracy.
I understand that completely.
Better salaries and yes. Connecting with employers, aren't they?
They are. If we did a economic research on the impact that we have in our local community, and we found that those who use the Pikes Peak Workforce Center's services, whether online, coming in, hiring an event, one of our workshops of, you know, how to job search through LinkedIn or preparing for an interview, on average earn $7,000 more per year than those who did not. Not use our services.
Wow, that's incredible.
And we also, in the data we collected, that we helped assist over 14,000 people in getting jobs. So it's a big economic impact that we have on our community.
That's and we're huge. Hearing that we're getting a lot of millennials wanting to move to this area now, so it's becoming popular for that younger age demo.
You know, it is. Like you said, we've got beautiful weather today. It's a great day to be outside, the colder weather coming up. So we really, the dynamics we have, the vibration of the downtown, we now have the bikes, if you've seen those on the streets. Mm-hmm. So it's really a great area for the millennials to come work. And the jobs are here. The pay is increasing of what we're seeing for businesses. So it's really a great time to be in the area.
That's incredible. And did we want to highlight any jobs today?
Actually, if I can just highlight some of our hiring events, because we have 8 of those coming up, which is quite a bit in 1 week. So today from 9 to noon, Blackstone Consulting will be interviewing for Air Force Academy High Country Inn Dining Facility Team. Also today from 1 to 4, WIS International will be interviewing for Indian Inventory Associates and Drivers. Tomorrow from 9 to noon, ServiceSource will be hiring for those with documented disabilities for the dining room attendant team on military installations. Then tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4, Family Support Center will be hiring for behavioral technicians to work with those with autism spectrum disorder. On Friday from 9 to noon, Tech Experts will be hiring technical customer service representatives, Microsoft subject matter experts, cloud technical support engineers, team managers, and HR generalists. On Monday the 8th from 1 to 4, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder will be hiring call center representatives, data entry, ballot processing, VSPC judge, and ballot runners. On Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 4, special kids, special families will be hiring for adult mentor child care workers and transportation support workers. More information on our hiring events can be found on the website, ppwfc.org.
And that's also where they can find information on connecting about like interview, improving interview skills, all that stuff.
Exactly. And also our big job fair is coming up October 24th, our Community and Veterans Job Fair. We have over 190 employers coming.
Wow. Okay. So stay in touch with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center if you're looking for work. Tracy, good to see you again.
It's great to see you. Thank you.
You're welcome. 842, traffic, weather, sports coming up.